Money making. Do you have fire in the belly? I just can't get my business to make money regularly. A little comes in and then there's a lull. It just never gets any momentum, said Helena. I've bought expensive programs and paid expensive coaches, but I still can't make enough money to even cover those costs, complained Glinda. Last year I had a thriving business, but something happened, said Marina. All three of these entrepreneurs found themselves turning to the internet 3 years ago to build online businesses, whether they had lost their own jobs or suddenly had to contribute to the family's income because of losses elsewhere. Money-making seemed easy enough online. Startup costs weren't too high, and lots of people seemed to be bringing in cash. At least that's what they said. Each woman had a real need, sometimes bordering on panic. They each came up with an idea that was more or less aligned with something they could call their purpose. It was going to work. It had to work. But did they have fire in the belly? That elusive drive that pushes someone to keep persevering, to take risks, to redirect their efforts when something doesn't work as they thought it would? The drive that lets them ignore the naysayers around them because they know they've got a tiger by the tail? Money-making stories. Elena started her business by taking something she did in her old job and bringing it online. She already had a small client base, but then she had to learn to find more and more prospects online. Now, these were no longer referrals or people she already knew, and getting faceless prospects to take out their wallets and commit to a purchase took so many contacts before a relationship was created. It wasn't as fun or as easy as it had been in the beginning. Glinda started out by buying knowledge as fast as she could. She wasn't going to take any chances. She preferred to take the money she had set aside and invest it in a guru who knew exactly how things worked online. She had an idea for a business, but the guru couldn't see how it would work and nudged Glinda closer to the business concept where the guru herself had succeeded. But hard as she tried, Glinda's heart just really wasn't in it. She didn't believe in it enough, and asking people for the sale made her stomach turn. Marina had wanted to work in a certain field since her teens, but had taken a job in another field because her parents said it would be more secure. Well, they were wrong. So when her job was phased out, she had the excuse to follow her dream. Within 18 months, she had a viable business online, bringing in more than she had as a salary. What she hadn't counted on were all the other tasks that she had to handle as a solopreneur. And then as the internet matured, the online competition multiplied and the market started to evolve away from her passion. Her business was slipping away and she didn't know how to hold on to it. Fire in the belly. That hard-to-define fire in the belly does not come from need, nor from fear. Need and fear can exist, but the fire itself has to come from the belief that what you're doing is going to succeed. You like what you're doing. In fact, you love it. You may not have perfected your concept, but you're willing to put it out there and make mistakes. You're willing to fail so you can succeed. Somewhere in your mind, you've understood the difference between I failed and I'm a failure. You realize that failure is one part of building something meaningful, not a personal judgment. That fire in the belly is what makes you jump out of bed in the morning, ready to move your concept and your business forward, even if just a few inches. It's what keeps you working when the day's getting long, until you can reach a comfortable milestone just ahead. It's what lets you take no for an answer again and again until you get to the yes. Elena, Glinda, and Marina lacked fire in the belly, and that made money-making difficult, if not impossible. As you look at your business, where are you? Is it growing at the pace you wanted it to? Does it have momentum? Are you still excited? Do you miss your business when you have to take a few days' break? Are you taking imperfect action when you feel it'll teach you something? Let us know in the comments section below if this concept of fire in the belly has made you look at your business any differently.